Greetings.
弟兄姐妹们，你们好。
And blessings from the Lord.
我们也从主得到他对我们的祝福。
I pray that this morning,
我祷告是今天早上。
As we listen to the word,
让我们来一起听主的话语的时候。
That you pray for us as speaker and translator.
也希望你们也为我们讲的和翻的也祷告。
And you also pray for yourself.
也为我们自己祷告。
That you would bind the work of Satan,
因为在这里我们要捆绑恶者的撒旦的作为
，so that you can be set free to understand His word.
所以我们能够在这里一起被释放出来，能够接受神的话语
，and to make it a part of your life.
成为让主的话成为我们生活的一部分。
Amen to that.
Amen. 是不是
Praise the Lord.
同意同意。
Okay. I remember many many years ago.
我记得许多年前
，my cousin who is a concert pianist.
我的表姐表姐是一个非常有名的一个钢琴师
who visited our church in Manila.
她到马尼拉来来看望我们。
And so I took her to the church to rehearse.
所以我带着她到教会是准备一个钢琴的预习。
The church was very similar, the piano that we had was very similar to this one.
所以我们那个钢琴非常好的像这个钢琴很像。
And then when she was testing the quality of the piano,
所以她在试这个钢琴的时候
she paused and stopped.
她突然的好像停下来了。
Opened the piano.
她把这个钢琴的盖子打开。
And was looking inside the string compartment.
所以她在看这个琴弦琴丝钢琴丝，她在找里面东西。
So I asked her. I said, "What's the problem?"
所以我在问她，我说有没有什么问题
She said, "I could hear a dissonance from the strings."
So, 她说我好像能听见一些不和谐的声音在里面。
And there was a brother who stood by where we were.
这时候有一位弟兄他站起来了。
And he said, "Well, this piano is practically brand new."
那个弟兄说，我们的钢琴是非常新的钢琴
And after the piano was placed in the church,
因为这个钢琴我们把它刚刚放进来的时候
The piano technician came and tuned the piano.
因为调琴师他刚刚才把这个琴调好。
But then she did not give up. She kept looking at the strings.
但是我的表姐她还不放弃，她继续在里面寻找什么问题。
And then she said, "Aha!"
最后她说，哎，好像找到了。
I found something.
她说我找到了什么东西。
And then she reached out her hand.
那个时候，他把手伸进去
，and pick up a dark object，
所以他拿起来一个黑的东西
，and when I take a closer look at it，
然后我呢就仔细去一看
，it was a hairpin，
这是一个发夹，一个头发夹
，a small hairpin，
非常一个小的一个头发夹
，sitting on top of two strings，
他这个时候他正好是架在这个两个琴丝的上面
，dissonance，
所以他造成了一些不和谐的声音出来。
And then immediately my response was, I've been sitting and listening to that piano for weeks.
这时候我自己里面心里面突然想到，我实际上坐在这个琴旁边一个多星期
，I could not hear any problem with the piano.
我好像我没有察觉任何这个有什么问题这个琴来。
But she's a trained pianist.
但是他这位专家这个琴师
，And then you know what that event reminded me of.
所以这个时候什么东西提醒了我
Just like my cousin Stella.
就像我的这个 Stella, 就是我的表姐
A world-class pianist.
她是非常著名的可以世界级著名的钢琴家
She can play masterpieces on that piano.
所以她在钢琴上面可以演奏许多非常著名的歌曲
But it could be ruined by something small object.
但他有可能就是因为这么小的一个发夹能够使他这个曲子弹得不好。
That caused dissonance from the piano.
是从这个钢琴里面出来一些杂音。
Have you ever thought of this?
你有没有曾经想过
？That if Jesus was a concert pianist.
我们有没有想过我们主耶稣基督他就是那个著名的钢琴家。
Can you imagine how much music he can play?
你可以想象是多么美妙的音乐他可以演奏。
But then the question is,
但是我们的问题是
in our homes and in our churches,
如果在我们的家，包括在我们的教会
if there is something that is displeasing to him,
如果有一些事或人是不讨主喜悦的
and we do not remove it,
如果我们还没有把它去掉的话
，or we are not aware of the problem，
我们或者根本就没有注意到的问题的话
，the Lord Jesus Christ cannot play beautiful music in your life, in your homes, in your churches。
所以我们的主耶稣基督他就没有办法在你的家、你的生命当中、叫教会当中演出一首非常美妙的曲子来。
So what I'm talking about this morning is the word unity。
我今天早上我要在这里讲的是一个合一。
How important it is to Jesus Christ？
我们知道，对主耶稣基督来讲，这合一 是多么的重要。
And how important it is to you？
那么对我们来讲，那是不是也是很重要呢
？Let me ask the question again。
让我再来问一下这个问题。
How important is unity to our Lord Jesus Christ？
对我们主耶稣基督来讲，这个合一是不是非常的重要？
And how important is it to you?
那么对于我们来讲，我们是不是也把它看作非常的重呢
？Do you know why it is so important?
你知道为什么这是合一是那么的重要
？Because if you look at before Christ was arrested,
因为你看，当主耶稣基督他被抓起来的时候
，judged and then put on the cross，
而且被审判，然后被钉上十字架。
He prayed this very important prayer.
他有一个这样非常重要的一个祷告。
It is found in John chapter 17.
他是在约翰福音十七章里面。
Verse 20 and 21.
第二十节和二十一节这样说到。
It's now on the screen.
现在我们在这个屏幕上面有。
好，爸爸，我们先用中文念一遍。
我们一起用中文先一起念一遍。我实在是祈求，也为那些听他们的话信我的。
Okay, so in his prayer, how did Jesus describe the unity, our unity?
在刚才这个祷告里面，主耶稣基督是怎么讲我们这个合一的事情
？He prayed that just as he and the Father are one.
他祷告就像他说，就像他跟天父一样合一。
That those of us who follow him are believers.
这些对他要来跟随他的这些信徒们
，can also be unified under his name，
也一样能够在他的名下变成合一。
Now let me ask you a question。
那我们来问一个问题。
How many of you believe that this prayer will be answered？
我们有多少人相信这个祷告已经被成就了
？If you can raise your hands， how many do you think this prayer will be answered？
你说这个祷告已经被得到成就了，回应。
Okay, will be.
Will be. 将要会成就，将要会。
Okay, not a whole lot, huh? Okay,
will be answered, right?
If Jesus prayed something, it will be answered.
我们知道，当主耶稣祷告的时候，一定会有回应的，一定会成就的。
And so here's the question.
问题是这样。
How can we be united under Jesus Christ?
问题是我们怎么样能够在主耶稣的名下我们成为合一呢
？So let's go now to Ephesians chapter 4.
让我们一起来看一下以弗所书第四章。
And let me just explain that if you look at the book of Ephesians,
让我稍微解释一下，当你在看以弗所书的时候
，the main theme of the book is found in Ephesians 1:3.
我们能看到它主要的里面以弗所书讲到是在第一章和第三章。
At the beginning of the book，
在这本书的开始
，After Paul greeted the church at Ephesus，
当这个保罗在看到这个以弗所书以弗所这个教会的时候
，He said this，
他说了这个
，He says that we are blessed in the heavenly realms。With every spiritual blessing in Jesus Christ,
因为我们所有一切都在主耶稣基督里面得到了完全的祝福。
What does that mean?
这个是指到的是什么
？If you were to use two words in English,
如果你用两个英文词来说
，to describe the theme of the entire letter of Ephesians,
如果你讲到这个以弗所书的这本书的主题的话
，Paul is saying that you Christians are You should be rich. You should be wealthy.
他保罗在这里讲的时候，你们基督徒你们是非常的有福的，非常的富足的。
And why?
为什么呢
？Because you are now in Christ.
因为是你们是在基督里了。
So let me put a picture to show you how it looks.
我们再来看一幅图画。
Before you were in Christ,
在你成为在耶稣里面之前
，you were like this. 不是 not good, not okay, okay, zero, zero.
我们
nothing, poor.
在我们在主耶稣之前里面之前
，just like when you were in college,
可以说是个零，没有什么。
Just like when you're in college, often times we describe college students as poor college students.
就像你在大学的学生一样的，是非常
nothing,
非常贫穷的
，zero.
也不算什么的。
But when you believe in Christ, trust Him as your Lord and Savior.
但是当你相信了主耶稣，在他成为你的救主的时候
，You are rich.
因为你这个是成为富足了。
You are rich.
你这个是富足的。
Now I look at your response. Looks like nobody's convinced.
然后我这个时候我来看看你们的表情，好像没有，你们并不同意我这样讲。
I hope you experience that.
我们怎么能够真正经历这个呢
？Okay, so that's why if you understand that theme,
如果你确确实实明白这个以弗所书的这个主题的话。
Then you will appreciate what Ephesians 4, 1 to 6 talks about.
所以你很特别会会接受特别会感谢这个以弗所书第四章里面从一到第六节里面所讲的。
So Paul is saying this.
保罗是在这里说。
Now that you're rich in Christ.
你现在是在主耶稣基督里成了富足了。
Because you're greatly blessed.
因为你是得到祝福的。
Now I want to help you to experience that richness in Christ.
所以我呢是要在这里帮助你，让在主耶稣基督里真正的成为富足。
Understand？
你是不是明白呢
？Okay, so now let's read this passage.
那现在我们来一起读这段圣经。
In Chinese，
我们先用中文一起来念，从以弗所书第四章，我们从第一节念到第六节。我为主被囚的，劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。凡事谦虚温柔忍耐用爱心互相宽容用和平彼此联络竭力保守圣灵所赐合一唯一的心身体只有一个圣灵只有一个正如你们蒙召同有一个指望一主一信一喜一神就是众人的父超乎众人之上关乎众人之中也住在众人之内。
And for those who read English, you can just read following the slides on the screen.
你们用读英文的话呢，你看在我们屏幕上面的英文的圣经。
So here we see Paul essentially saying this.
我们在这里看到保罗是在这里主要他是要讲。
In these six verses,
这六段圣经我们刚才读的。
You display your wealth in Jesus Christ.
因为我们已经被放在主耶稣基督里的完全的丰富里面了。
When you can exalt Him together,
如我们可以在这里一起高举耶稣。
From submitting to one another,
如果我们彼此顺服的话。
And submitting to the Holy Spirit,
如果我们也顺服圣灵的话。
And submitting to the Lord Jesus Christ,
如果我们也一样的顺服我们的主耶稣基督。
So let me say it again.
让我再讲一遍。
How can you tell that an individual Christian,
你怎么能够看到我们如果作为一个基督徒来说
or in the Christian home,
在基督徒的家里
or in the church,
或者是在整个基督徒的教会
that this church is greatly blessed,
因为这个教会是受到大大的祝福呢
that they are rich in Christ,
他们是怎样在耶稣里是完全的丰盛呢
Three things.
有三件事情。
First, they are able to submit to one another in love.
第一个是他们能够彼此顺服宽容。
Secondly, they can submit to the Holy Spirit and allow Him to unite us.
第二点是他们能够顺服圣灵，让他圣灵住在我们当中。
And then thirdly, they can submit to the Lord Jesus Christ.
第三，他们是完全顺服主耶稣基督。
So we're done with the message.
这就是那么我们的信息是什么呢
？We can end the service now.
我们现在可以结束了，我们的敬拜可以结束。
No, we will learn some more. Okay, how to do it?
我们还会继续讲一些。
To submit to the Lord, to submit to one another.
当我们彼此顺服的时候
，Paul centers on character.
因为保罗在这里讲的是一个品格性格。
Paul focuses on character.
因为保罗在这里讲的是一个性格和品格的事
情。When I first became a Christian,
当我刚刚成为基督徒的时候
，One of the first things I was led to do was to start serving.
我是刚信的时候，我就是做什么，刚刚开始要侍奉。
And in my thinking, if I love the Lord, I will serve Him.
所以我在想的是，因为我要爱主的话呢，我一定要来服侍他。
I didn't really ask why am I serving.
我实际上没有问我自己为什么一定要来服侍呢。
So that's why Paul here focuses on four character qualities.
在这里，保罗在这里讲到有四个特别的特征。
The first one is humility.
第一个是讲到谦卑。
And the second one has to do with gentleness.
第二个呢是讲到温柔。
Third is patience.
第三是忍耐。
And the fourth is loving forbearance.
第四就是彼此互相用爱心互相接纳。
What do those words mean?
这些四个这些词到底是指的什么意思？我们讲到谦卑是什么？
During the Greek times, that is when Jesus was on earth.
因为我们讲到在希腊的语言里面，也是主耶稣基督当时所在的用的语言。
The Greek word for humility.
因为希腊语讲到这个谦卑这个词的时候
，is the word that is to describe a person not worthy of respect.
他是用这个词来描述一些人是下卑的人。
These are the people who have no financial.
这些人。
Social and political status.
这些人是在财务上也好，在社会没有社会地位，包括在政治界也没有任何地位的。
They're usually the one that are maybe receiving minimum wages.
这些人都是讲，可能我们用现代话来讲，就是拿到最低工资的。
They are slaves.
他们是奴隶。
People don't respect them.
大家没看不起他们的。
But thanks be to God.
但是呢，我们。感谢神。
That when Christ came,
当主耶稣他来的时候
，this word was used to describe him.
但这个谦卑，这个用来描述我们的主耶稣基督。
And wasn't Jesus when he came, he served you and me as a servant?
是不是主耶稣基督他来到这里世上，他来服侍你和我呢
？So when we look at the word humility,
当我们来看这个词谦卑的时候
，we have to understand.
我们一定要明白。
But when we come to America.
当我们来到美国的时候
we want to get advanced degrees.
我们是不是我们先要是想得到高的学位
Why?
为什么
You want to be upwardly mobile. We want to always.
像我们能够我们的阶层能够往上升
And then when we look for friends.
当我们也看寻找朋友的时候
We want to look for people who are smarter than we are.
我们是要找这些比我们聪明的人
，wealthier than we are，
比我们富裕的人
，more educated than we are，
好学历比我们更高的人
，or have a certain position in society，
或者是在社会地位上比较高的人
，and we teach our children to do the same thing。
我们也教导我们的孩子也同样做同样的事情
，right？
是不是
？Is that by the way？ Is that humility？
如果讲到这个是不是谦卑呢
？No。
这个不是谦卑。
We are willing, if we are humble, we are willing to, we are willing to humble ourselves.
如果我们真正是要谦卑的话，我们要来降低我们自己。
And be in the same position as those that are weak.
我们要与那些比我们低、比我们软弱的，要跟他们一样。
And so here we see humility is one very important aspect of being a Christian.
所以我们看到在这里谦卑是一个非常非常重要的一个品格和性格对我们基督徒来讲
So it's an attitude of the heart
是我们心的心态
Not just doing something for somebody
这不是外面做出一些用做事来能表现出来
Which means every time we serve others
也就是说每当我们在服侍别人的时候
We need to ask ourselves why am I doing that
这就是我们要自己问自己我们为什么要来在这里服侍别人呢
Is it because I want to be like Christ, who humbled himself by serving others?
是不是因为我要像耶稣一样，要谦卑，要来服侍别人
？And then, if we truly have humility,
如果我们真正的有这样的谦卑的话
，then gentleness will be another character quality.
我们的温柔，我们真正有谦卑的时候，温柔就会也显明出来。
You know, in the past, I don't know whether you're aware of this.
因为过去我不知道你是不是有听到。
If you go to the restroom in the past in America,
因为你过去你在在过去美国你要去那个厕所的话。
You will see that in the men's room they use this word.
因为在在那个男厕所的话有这样的字。
They would put gentlemen.
然后那个门上面是写的是绅士。绅士。
I don't know what but you know what I mean, right?
温柔的人。
Yes. But nowadays, that has totally disappeared.
现在这个字完全消失了。
I don't know whether that's an indication that gentlemen no longer exist.
是不是这也是另外一个好像是标志说这个绅士们不在不存在了。
绅士哈。Yeah. But gentleness is this.
我们讲的温柔是这样。
It's not a person who is weak.
不是讲这个人好像是很软弱的
incapable
好像没有什么能力
but rather it is strength under control
恰恰相反他是有能力的但是他这个能力是得到控制的
in order
他们的目的是
to build up others
是为了建造其他人
and not to suppress others
而不是为了来
perhaps,
压制别人的
perhaps in your life experience you've come across these kind of people
所以我想你们是不是有这样的经历
it could be a parent
这样的人有可能是
It could be a professor,
做父母亲的或者是教授
It could be an athletic coach,
或者是一些体育上面的一些教练
They're very well educated,
他们是有非常得到非常好的教育
But they're willing to come down to your level and help you with your assignment or academic requirement
他们愿意真是把自己降到跟你一样来帮助你能够成长
Or maybe the boss
有可能是你的公司里面的老板
who see that you are inexperienced in your position
他看到你在新的岗位上面职位上面还不是那么熟练
they will take time from maybe coffee or lunch
他们有的时候会花点时间有跟你一起喝杯咖啡或者在一起吃个中饭
to ask you how you're doing
他会问你怎么样你觉得怎么样
and then try their best to help you have a good start
所以他要真是用他的尽力来帮助你一个很好的开始。
And I tell you, I've experienced those people.
我跟你讲过，我是经历过碰到这样的人。
Those are gentle people.
这些人真是很温柔的人。
Who are capable.
他们是非常有能力的人。
But they're willing to be gentle because they humble themselves.
但是他们愿意放下自己的架子。
Can somebody describe you to be a gentle person?
如果是不是有人也说你是一个温柔的人。
How about patience?
我们那讲到忍耐。
Patience can be understood as giving people time to improve and make mistakes while learning.
我们讲到忍耐，在这里讲的是说，他愿意给别人，特别是当别人有那个软弱或者是有缺点的时候，他愿意给他们时间来改正自己，来从缺点中来学习功课。
Have you seen Christ doing this with his disciples?
你有没有看到主耶稣是这样的来训练他的门徒的呢
？Many times Jesus will talk about something.
有许多许多的时间，我们都看到当主耶稣在讲一件事情的时候
，And his disciples will say, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of God?"
但是他的门徒倒是说，到底是在主的国里面谁是最大
？In other words, they want to stress that they are the most important, they're the best.
他们实际上想自己在这里称他们是最大、最好、最大的。
Now Jesus could have just fired them on the spot, right?
如果真的讲起来，耶稣是不是在当时就完全可以把他们一起都开除了
？He would say, "You're hopeless. I don't know how many times I have to explain to you."
所以主耶稣完全可以说，你们这些人真是没有救了，不可救了，真是完全我跟你讲了多少遍了。
But because of his patience,
但是主耶稣他的忍耐
，Have you considered this?
你有没有想过
？If you're truly honest with yourself,
如果你确实是对你自己诚心讲话的话
，put yourself in God's place,
把你自己相当于放在主的这个地位
，and you please record how many times you make mistake or you commit sin or you offend the people.
你看看自己统计一下，算一下，你到犯了多少次罪，或者是多少次得罪了别人
？Then I want to ask yourself this question.
那么我就会问你这样的一个问题
：If you are God.
如果你是神的话
，Would you give yourself another chance？
如果你是神的话，你会不会给自己再一次机会呢
？I think if I put myself in God's place，
如果我把自己放到神的地位上面
，and then look at myself，
如果我看我自己的话
，God would tell me，I would tell myself you're hopeless。
所以我自己会跟我自己讲，我真是也是无可救药。
I'm hopeless.
我是啊啊，真是没有希望。
Lastly,
那么最后一个
，following patience is loving forbearance.
另外一个就是啊，第四讲到我们是用爱心彼此的宽容。
To bear with one another is to put up with his faults and bad habits, knowing that we have our own.
一样，同样，我们能够啊，能够接纳、接受别人他们所做的。出现了一些问题，因为我们自己也常常犯这样的问题。
Okay, forbearance is a very picture word.
我们讲到这个互相彼此宽容，确实一个很图像化的一个话语。
Because in the English, it talks about a person carrying a load.
因为在英文里面是指相当于一个人在描述一个人在拖住一个非常重的一个
Which means,
一个重的物体。
Unless you can enter into that other person.
如果除非你如果能真正站到这个人的里面作为站到他的地方地位
to see their inability
因为都看到他里面的无能的话
inability to change
我们而且没有这个能力要在这里改变的时候
inability to improve
也没有办法要来改进的时候
and you honestly tell yourself I could be like that too
所以我可以自己对自己说诚实话说我可能就是这样的人
Had it not been for the grace of God, I will be exactly that person, if not worse.
因为正是如果神是这样的恩典，他接受了我，我可能比他更糟。
It's only when you can do that,
因为他能够这样做的话
then you can understand what Jesus Christ was like.
如果你真这样的话，你就知道主耶稣基督是什么样
的。Whenever Jesus Christ looked at you and me when we make mistakes,
当主耶稣基督看我们的时候，特别是我们在犯了错误的时候
he will be reminded that he was once in the body.
因为他是提醒我们我们是他的身体
that he knows your weakness and mine
他也知道你的和我的里面的弱点
and he would say had it not been for the grace of God
他会说如果不是因着主耶稣的恩典的话
that person cannot change
那个人是不会被改变
cannot grow
也不会能够成长
cannot improve
也不能够被
but meanwhile
加强
meanwhile
在同时
I want to give him a chance.
我会给他再一次机会
So I will continue to be patient with him.
我要对他要有正式接纳
To be gentle with him.
我要对他要特别的温柔
To be humble before him.
我要在他面前也要谦卑
That is exactly what Jesus Christ does.
这个就是实在是主耶稣基督他自己所做的
Don't ever think.
我们从来不要这样
想 That when you and I make a mistake.
当你和我们同样犯错的时候
That when you and I sin.
当你和我都在犯罪的时候
But I just pray a prayer.
我们就是在这里有这样的一个祷告
And that's all it takes for God to forgive us.
因为这个只有是神所赦免我们的唯一的
No,
不是的
absolutely no.
不是这样
He suffered all of those things once again for you and me.
但是他是自己来承担为我们承担这样的罪为你和我
So whenever you're about to give up on somebody,
当你要对某些人要放弃的时候
Please say to yourself,
你一定要对你自己这样说
I have died for men's sin as Christ has done.
因为我还是像主耶稣基督一样我的罪已经在里面都死了
If you can die for that person,
你也可以为那个人而死
Maybe that's when you can judge that person.
你有可能会有好像对那个人有论断
But if you are unable to do that,
但是你如果愿意这样做的时候
then you and I are absolutely disqualified condemning somebody
如果你是这样子的话我们没有任何的资格来在这里指控别人
so in other words
那么换句话说
if you want to make it practical
如果我们作为实际上我们能够这样做的话
can we do this
我们可不可以这样做
if you want to be submissive to one another
如果我们愿意真是彼此的顺服
here are some practical steps that we can do
这里是有一些特别的一些我们可以实际上来做的
You say to somebody,
你可以跟人这样讲
who is undeserving of your love or forgiveness.
这些人他们是完全不值得你这个得到你这个爱和你这个关怀
that I accept you as you are.
我是能够真正的这样接纳你，就照着你的本相
instead of I want you to change to fit what I want.
而不是我里面有论断说你要怎样改变成我所能够接纳的。
Isn't that like Christ?
这是不是就像主耶稣基督一样
Secondly,
第二点
I believe you are valuable.
第二我相信你是非常重要的。
Instead of I will value you only if you value me.
如果而不是你如果看我是比较重要，然后我来看也看得起你。
Or you will say this: I care when you hurt.
好，或者说我们换了一句话说啊，但我非常怜悯和同情你受了伤。
Instead of you become a high maintenance person when you are hurting.
另外就是说你怎么那么麻烦？当你特别在受有难处的时候，心里面会一样想：你这个人怎么那么麻烦
？And if you're like Christ, you will say, "I desire only what is best for you."
我们在基督里，我们可以说，我们为你所求的是为你的最好。
Instead of you say, "I know what is best for you." I know what is best for you, so follow what I say.
或者而不是说我知道什么是对你最好，如果你听我的。
If you are like Christ, you will also say, "I erase all offenses."
如果你真正要像耶稣的话，我赦免你所有的罪，所有的过犯。
Instead of saying, "You'd better not offend me again, or else."
或者另外一个说法是，你如果最好不要再得罪我了，这样的话，我可以赦免你。饶恕你。
Can I ask you a personal question?
我可不可以问你一个个人的问题？
Do you think you can do all these things that I have just mentioned?
你觉得我刚才讲的这些，你觉得你能够做到吗？
Without the help of the Holy Spirit?
如果没有这个圣灵的帮助，你能够做到吗？
Can you do that by yourself?
你能不能做到？
By just reading more Bible?
或者是我们读更多的圣经？
Pray more?
或者我们祷告更多的祷告
Share the gospel more,
或者我们传更多的福音
Or is it a deep need and deep awareness that you need the Holy Spirit?
或者说你真正从心灵深处感觉到我们需要圣灵的帮助
That's why Paul in the next point says
所以这就是保罗他在下面一点特别说到
Submit to the Spirit
我们在这里把我们自己顺服圣灵的带领
To let him unite us
让圣灵使我们合一。
This is found in verse 3, verses 3 and 4.
我们在这讲到刚才的第三节和第四节。
And Paul says, make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit.
保罗在这里讲，我们要尽力的在合一。
So why did Paul emphasize make every effort?
我们保罗为什么在这里讲，我们要诚心保守这个合一呢
When was the last time you make every effort on something?
是什么时候是你这样子的纯守尽心的来保持这个合一的呢
Now in our home we have students who are living with us, college students.
在我们家里我们有一些这个大学的学生住在我们家里。
And oftentimes I will see them kind of goofing around or wasting their time.
所以我实际上常常看到他们正在浪费很多的时间。
But do you know when I know finals is here?
但我知道这个什么时候是这个大考的时间了。
Boy, they will work till early morning, studying, cramming.
他们这些人真是非常大清早就起来预习功课了。
Those are what we call make every effort, right?
我们这里讲的是他们要尽他们所有的力量所能。
But how about as Christians? How do we really make every effort?
对我们基督徒来讲，我们怎么样是尽我们最大的努力呢
？I think we really seriously.Want the Holy Spirit to bring peace into our lives.
我们想真正的是让圣灵能够把那个平安带到我们心里。
So here Paul is saying the reason why we want to do that is so that the Holy Spirit will bring a bond of peace.
因为在这里我们讲是圣灵，只有圣灵能够把真正的平安带给我们。
And why submit to the Holy Spirit?
我们为什么要顺服圣灵呢
？We know that in Romans 8 verses 9,
我们知道在罗马书第八章第九节
，We know that once we become a Christian,
你知道当我们成为基督徒了之后
，The Holy Spirit lives in us,
因为圣灵住在我们当中。
And also the other thing we know about the Holy Spirit,
另外一个我们知道圣灵的话
，is that we cannot become a Christian without the Holy Spirit.
我们知道。如果没有圣灵的话，我们 没有办法成为一个基督徒。
That's why when Jesus wanted to comfort his disciples,
这就是为什么主耶稣基督他这要安抚安慰他的门徒们。
He says, when I leave this world,
他说当我离开这个世界的时候
I will send you the Holy Spirit.
我会请求这个圣灵来降临。
In John chapter 16, verses 8 and 9.
所以是在约翰16章第八和第九。
And what is one of the most important things the important work of the Holy Spirit?
我们知道对圣灵来讲他最重要的工作是什么？
That he will convict us of sin.
因为他会叫我们里面认罪。
So in other words, if you are a Christian today,
如果你换句话说你如果是基督徒的话，
then you have the Holy Spirit in you.
因为你已经有圣灵在你的里面。
Because without the Holy Spirit,
因为如果没有圣灵的话，
people can preach the gospel,
如果没有圣灵的话，人没有办法传福音。
But you will not see the need to become a Christian.
因为你没有看到有什么人看到需要要成为一个基督徒。
Because you were not aware of the sin in your lives.
因为你不知道你里面有罪。
But thankfully to the Holy Spirit.
让我们感谢圣灵。
He convicts us of sin.
他让我们能够在里面认罪。
And convicts us that we need a Savior, Jesus Christ.
他也让我们里面知道我们需要一个救主，就是主耶稣基督。
And how do you know that you are submitting to the Holy Spirit?
那你怎么知道你是在这里顺服圣灵呢？
How do you know?
你怎么知道呢？
Can I say this?
要么我可以可不可以这样讲？
A pastor one time,
在过去有一个时间里面，
there was a pastor,
有一位牧师
who said, whenever you are in a group,
当你在一个人群当中的时候，
you look for the person who needs extra grace.
你看看哪一个人他可能需要更加特别的恩典的、
okay.
额外的恩典。
He says, if you look around,
如果你看看周围看的话，
and you cannot identify who's the person who needs extra grace,
如果你没有看到哪一个人他需要特别的恩典的时候，
then you're probably it.
有可能你自己就是那位。
Okay, let me say it again.
让我再说一遍。
In every group,
在所有的不人群当中，
there will be someone, at least one person.
因为在那个人群当中，一定会有一位人。
Who needs extra grace?
他这个人是特别需要额外的、格外的恩典。
And by extra grace,
我们靠着这个额外的恩典。
We mean a person who is easily offended.
因为这个这样子的人，他会常常会被得罪。
A person who is easily get angry.
他这个人也是常常容易发怒的。
A person who cannot accept suggestion.
这个人是很难接受一些其他的建议的。
A person who doesn't forget. No, I forget.
这个人他说好，他就忘记，常常会忘记什么东西。
Cannot forgive.
他不愿意赦免别
人的。Have a hard time forgiving.
他真是不愿意来赦免别人。
And maybe a person who is also weak.
或者是人他是很软弱的。
So let me say it this way.
或者来换句话说，
God has given us grace, right?
因为神已经给了我们恩典。
That's how we became a Christian.
这就是为什么我们已经成为了基督徒。
All by His grace.
我们所有的成都是他的恩典。
It's not by your deeds.
也不是因为我们所行为所做的。我们是明白这个。
Undeserving.
我们是知道。
But let me ask you this question.
那我再来问你一个问题。
When somebody is a difficult person,
当某些人成为了一个非常难的一个人的话，
Can you call that person a person who needs extra grace?
你会不会说这个人他是需要特别的加倍的恩典的人呢？
I probably don't have to remind you.
我想我不需要再提醒你。
Who that person is?
那个人是我不想提醒那个人到底是谁。
That person could be sitting next to you.
那个人有可能就坐在你的旁边，
right?
是不是？
Too convicting. Let's move on.
那我们这样，我们再继续。
But let me say this.
让我们再来讲一下。
The person who needs extra grace,
如果这个人需要加倍的恩典的时候，
is a person who is weak.
这个人他实际上是软弱，
a person who has need.
他是很有需要的。
Oftentimes when we see that person easily angered,
我们有的时候看有些人他特别的很容易动气啊。
We don't see that that person is weak.
我们有时候没有看这个人他是软弱的。
But we submit to the Spirit.
但是当我们来顺服圣灵的时候，
we are willing to help the person who is weak.
我们就会愿意来帮助这样的软弱的人。
In the summer of 2011,
在2001年的夏天。
When my mother, who was 94 then,
那时候我的母亲是95岁。
Fell and broke her hip.
她摔了一跤，然后她的那个胯骨那个胯骨损伤了，断了。
She became dependent on Sanku and myself.
她这个时候就很需要。三顾和我来照顾他。
Even for their routines in life, like using the bathroom.
因为他是常常要去厕所。
And the most difficult thing for me, was this.
对我来说最难的是这个。
My mom was always a very strong person.
因为她是一个非常强的女人。
Because she's one of the oldest of 14 siblings.
因为在她14个姐妹当中，她最大的。
So she would be the one that would give them advice on how to get started in life.
因为她是常常来带领她的妹妹弟弟们给他们一些教导。
And when they have financial need, she would, as best she can, try to provide for them.
他们也是从财务上面各方面来支持她的她的 sibling 她的妹妹和弟弟们。
So in other words, she was a very giving person.
因为她是完全一个摆上的人。
And she was also a very strong person.
她也是非常非常坚强的人。因为我怎么看呢
？Is at the school, she will oftentimes speak for those that cannot speak for themselves.
她常常在学校里面也是为了那些人，他们为了那些弱者
especially
不能自己表达人，为他们讲话的人。
Especially her colleagues who are also teachers.
特别是她的同事也是老师，他们她为他们说话。
And also at the same time, she actively served at church.
同时，她在教会里面也非常的摆上和侍奉。
As a deacon.
她作为一个执事。
And especially early on, my dad was not a Christian then.
特别是在早期的时候，我的父亲还不是基督徒的时候。
It was very difficult.
这个是对她来说也是非常艰难的时刻。
At age 75, when she became a widow.
因为在85岁的时候，她曾75岁的时候，她成了寡妇。
She was able to be independent, live by herself.
这个时候，她就开始慢慢的建立她自己靠独立的生活。
So with all this background,
我们刚才讲的所有的这一切
，one of the biggest struggle that I have,
对我来说里面非常挣扎的就是
was how can I continue to respect her as a very strong, capable woman?
我是怎样能够继续看她？是一个非常坚强的、非常有能力的一位妇女呢。
And then, as I prayed about this,
我也是为这个事也这样的祷告过。
The Holy Spirit reminded me of this.
圣灵在这里有这样的对我的提醒。
That my love for my mother,
因为我是爱我的母亲。
Before,
我以前爱我的母亲。
Very superficial.
我以前是很表面上的。
A lot of it has to do with because she's a strong person.
因为我爱她，那是因为她是一个非常坚强的人。
She's able to provide for people.
因为她愿意提供其他人的需要的人。
So my love was superficial.
所以我的爱只是看在这个方面。
Then the Holy Spirit also convicted me on another thing.
那后来圣灵也让我又看到了其他的。
That I have forgotten that she's not only my mother.
我实际上忘了她不仅仅是我的母亲。
She was also a member of Christ's body.
她也是我们主耶稣基督里面的肢体之一。
That at this time of weakness,
因为在这个时候她的软弱
，Can I serve her and respect her?
同样在这个时候，我能不能来服侍她，而且同样的尊敬她
？And then when I understood what the Holy Spirit was saying,
我实际上在那个时候我明白。这个圣灵他说什么
？Then I can serve out of love and respect.
我能够真正的从爱和尊敬里面来服侍他。
And not only that,
不但如此
，I still remember early on.
我还仍然还记得
that when my mother first came.
我还记得我的母亲第一次来到我们当中。
My son who was in his 20s.
这时三顾呢，他是在
my son.
我的儿子是。在20岁左右
，was very protective of his mother.
他那个时候非常保护他的母亲。
So he said, "Mom, you take care of your dad, who's elderly."
所以他的Mark 在这讲说，妈妈，你照顾你的爸爸，年长的爸爸。
And then, Dad, you look after your mother.
爸爸，你照顾你的妈妈。
分工合作嘛。So that makes things easier.
所以 ，Yeah， 我们这样的话，我们就把事情分工一下，能够大家都做得比较好一点。
But then, when our parents become more needy,
当这个时候慢慢慢慢随着我们的父母亲都需要更多的帮助的时候
The Holy Spirit also pulled the two of us together, my wife and I.
这个时候圣灵把我和妻子更加的放在一起靠近。
So that we can help one another.
我们能够互相的一起帮助
serving
其他人
each of our parents.
我们服侍我们每一个人的 父亲和母亲。
And we can also share our hardships and our struggles.
我们同样能够分享在我们的里面的挣扎和一些难处。
So the reason why I share this.Story experience with you.
为什么我在这里分享，跟你们分享我的这个故事呢？
Because I realize that a lot of you are also living in the sandwich generation.
因为我也意识到，在我们许多人当中也是生活在这种相当三明治的这种时代。
Not only you have to look after your children.
你不但你要在这里照顾你的孩子
，or even your grandchildren.
甚至于你的那个孙儿孙女
，and you have to look after your parents as well.
你还是要照顾你的父母亲。
So are you able to serve one another?
你愿不愿意我们在这里彼此的服侍呢
？In unity,
我们彼此顺服，我们在合一呢
？It takes the Holy Spirit.
这个真是要圣灵在里面做工。
Without that,
如果没有圣灵的话
，you'll be constantly complaining.
如果没有圣灵，我们常常会抱怨。
You'll constantly be fighting and having conflict.
所以常常我们会有里面的一些矛盾产生。
So I pray that the Lord.Will be the one to bring submission to all of you.
So, 我在这里祷告，真是
to one another.
真是让神把我们带给我们来彼此顺服。
So, can I ask you a personal question?
让我再来问你们一个个人的问题。
Are you driven by the Spirit?
你是不是靠着圣灵在这里行事呢
？Or are you being have you been driven by ambition?
或者你是出自于自己的里面的野心
？Pleasure
或者一些享乐
？Anger.
或者是怒气
，jealousy，
或者是一些嫉妒
，or addiction，
或者一些不好的不良的习惯习惯。
In other words，
或者换句话说
，if it's not the Holy Spirit driving you，
如果不是圣灵在这里来带领你的话
，or motivating you，
或者是圣灵来触动你的话
，then you'll be driven by worldly things。
所以你就会被世界上的其他的事情所引诱。
Everybody is driven by and motivated by something。
我们所谓每一个人都会被一些目的或者其他东西来吸引或带领。
But the question is it the Holy Spirit or not?
那问题是不是被圣灵所引领或者带领
？Because if it is，
如果是的话
，then not only will He unite us，
不但他使我们合一
，He will make us submit to one another。
他也让我们能够彼此的顺服。
Out of love， genuine love。
那是真正的爱，一个非常真诚的爱。
And then lastly，
最后一个
，we can exalt Christ。
我们可以在这里高举耶稣。
Not only by submitting to one another out of love，
我们不但在这里彼此顺服，我们彼此宽容。
And submit to the Holy Spirit to unite us，
而且我们顺服圣灵，让圣灵使我们合一。
But we will submit to Christ as Lord，
我们也要顺服耶稣基督。他成为我们的救主。
This is found in verses 4-6.
这是在第四节和到第六节里面找到的。
Talks about there is one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
因为在这里我们讲到是我们一主一喜和一信。
Did you know that in those days when Paul wrote the Christian at Ephesus?
我们知道不知道，当保罗在写这些他的书信的时候
，that if they called Jesus Christ as Lord.
他们在这里称主耶稣基督他是主
It could be possible that they will be executed
你能不能想象到他们有可能会被处决的
Because in that part of the world at that time
因为在那个当时的世界
There's only one emperor
因为那个是只有一个皇帝
That emperor is Caesar
那个皇帝就是凯撒
So one of the ways that they would test believers
因为从那个当时就有对一个考验对信徒的一个考验
is they would put the image of the emperor Roman emperor
他们就会把一个凯撒的像放在那里
and they would put something else or maybe nothing at all or a cross
他们有可能在另外一边什么都没有或者一个十字架
and they will ask them to say these words
他们会要这些信徒们说这些话
I call the emperor Lord
我要在这里敬拜这些我称的这个凯撒
then my life will be spared
然后我这样我的生命 就会保存了。
But if I do that,
如果我这样做的话，
I'm essentially saying that Jesus Christ is no longer my Lord. I deny him.
所以我在这讲这话，实际上我没有我就否认了主耶稣基督是我的主。
If I want, I refuse to call the emperor as Lord.
如果我在这里不称这个凯撒是主的话，
then I lose my life.
那我就会被杀掉。
So when Paul wrote this,
当保罗这样写的时候，
it was not an easy thing to do.
这个不是一个很容易的事情。
But yet on the other hand,
我们从另外一方面，
if you've been a Christian for some time,
如果你已经是基督徒有一段时间了，
can you say this?
你能不能这样说？
If I allow anyone to control my life,
如果我要让人来让任何一个人来控制我的生活的话，
anyone,
任何一个人
including my boss,
包括我的老板
including my husband or my wife,
或者是包括我的丈夫或者我的妻子
including my children,
包括我的孩子
anyone,
如果让任何一个人
that person will destroy me one day,
那个人有一天会把我毁灭的话。
Do you believe that?
你相信不相信？
Do you believe that?
你相信不相信？
If you can truly believe that,
如果你确实相信的话，
then you can say this.
你可以这样说。
Only the Lord Jesus Christ,
只有主耶稣基督，
can be my Lord,
他是我的主，
and will not destroy me.
他是不会来毁灭我的。
He will not destroy me.
他是不会来使我灭亡的。
Because he has proven to me.
因为他已经这样证明。
Then when he was standing before Caiaphas,
因为他
the priest,
他是站在那个大被审的那个大祭司面前的时候。
And as if he is God,
因为问他是不是神。
Who are you?
他说你是谁。
And he says that I am the son of God.
我是神的儿子。
Immediately they know that he was claiming to be God.
因为这些大祭司们就知道他在这里称他自己为神。
And because of that,
因为他讲说
the only crime that they could judge him on,
这是唯一的一个大祭司们给他定罪的。
For the Jewish religious leader,
是按照这犹太人的他们的宗教
was a person who is human, who claims to be God.
如果人一个人称为自己是神的话
，that was the only thing that they could judge him on, condemn him.
这个就是唯一的罪，他们能够定他的。
And for the Romans,
对于罗马人来讲
，the reason that they could put him on the cross,
对罗马人讲，能够把他定十字架的话
，was because he claimed to be Lord instead of the Roman Emperor.
因为他称他自己是主，而不是罗马的皇帝。
So if Jesus Christ,
对于主耶稣基督来说
，was able to die for your sins,
因为主耶稣基督能够为你的罪而死
，can you not trust him?
你难道不相信他吗
？That you can submit to his lordship，
难道你不愿意顺服他吗
？Not only will he not destroy you，
不但是他不会使你灭亡
，but he will bless you，
而且他会祝福你
，and satisfy your life，
就让你的生活得到满足。
Let me tell you this，
让我再跟你们讲。
Have you oftentimes，
你是不是常常会碰到
，been tempted to sin？
你是被那个恶被罪所引诱
，and that temptation continues to exist。
那个罪的引诱一直是在常常在的。
And why do you think those temptation continue to entice you？
你为什么觉得这些好像这些罪常常在缠绕你呢
？Have you thought of that？
你有没有想过
？Sometimes when you fall into sin，
有的时候当你犯罪了。
And you feel convicted and guilty.
你觉得心里觉得认罪了。
You pray to the Lord.
你向神祷告。
God forgive me.
主啊，你赦免我。
I will never do it again.
我以后不再会犯了。
Next time around, you're tempted.
等下次的时候。
You get angry.
你被别人怒气触动的时候，你发怒了。
You're envious of somebody.
你有的时候好像有嫉妒一些人了。
And many other things.
或者一些包括一些其他的事情。
And you do the same thing again and again.
所以你这些事情常常做了又做。
Have you noticed why you repeat sin again and again?
你为什么知道你为什么常常会有这样的罪发生呢
？Can I tell you what Satan knows about you?
所以你知道为什么让我来跟你讲一下。
He knows that in our heart there's an empty spot.
因为他知道在我们心里面有一个空缺的地方。
That spot has not been filled.
那一个空缺的点，那个地方还没有被充满。
And so he needs, he knows exactly how to get at you.
因为啊，这个恶者知道怎么样来攻击这个地方。
But when you say that, Lord, you're the Lord of my life.
如果你当你嘴里承认，主的时候
，then he begins to fill the empty spots in your life.
然后他主就会开始让你心中的一些空缺的地方来填补。
And guess what?
你知道吗
？When that spot, that need is filled up.
当这些你心中的这些空缺的地方被填起来、填满了之后
，Do you think Satan can still tempt you?
你觉得撒旦还能够引诱你吗
？Will he?
他不会吧
？I don't think so.
我想他不会。
So you see what it means to call Jesus as Lord.
所以在这里看到为什么我们要口称主耶稣是主呢
？You yield every aspect of your life to Him.
你把所有你一生啊都来顺服他。
And when you do that,
当你这样做的时候
，Satan will have a hard time tempting you to sin against God.
因为啊，这个撒旦的话，他就非常非常的难在这里来诱惑你了。
So let me close with this thought.
让我们来结束。
Let me go back to the story that I began at the beginning.
让我们再回到我们刚开始讲的这个段故事。
If Jesus Christ was a concert pianist,
如果主耶稣基督他是那位著名的钢琴家
，and the piano is your individual life.
这个钢琴是你的我们个人的人生。
Represent your life.
代表我们个人的人生。
Can the Lord play musical masterpieces in your life?
我们的主耶稣基督能不能在你的这个人生当中演出这一曲非常著名的曲子来
？If not, why not?
如果不是，为什么不是
？Why not?
为什么呢？为什么不是这样
？Is there something that you're withholding from him?
是不是有什么东西在这里面做搅扰呢
？What is it?
到底是什么呢？
Is it social status?
是我们在我们的社会上面的地位
Is it financial status?
或者是我们的财务上面的地位
Is it success?
或者是我们在做的上面是否成功与否
What is it?
到底是什么呢
Can I say this?
我能不能这样说
He is waiting for us to be unified by our submission to one another.
因为他在这里等待我们能够顺服他自己，让我们与他合一。
Who's the extra grace person that is needed in your life?
在我们的人生当中，谁是那位加倍需要恩典的人呢
？Let's not call that person a difficult person.
让我们不要说那个人是非常麻烦的人。
Because if you use the word difficult person,
如果你用的话语说非常难、非常麻烦的人
，then you're essentially saying that I need to fix that person.
因为你实际上在说我要来帮助他改变。
But if you say that's a person who needs extra grace,
如果你心里这样说，那个人需要加倍的恩典的时候。
Then that's an opportunity for God's grace to work in that person's life.
因为这个时候就会有机会让神的恩典来临到那个人的身上。
And how about the Holy Spirit?
那么关于圣灵
，Are you each day able to say this?
你是不是每天都能这样说
？Holy Spirit,
圣灵
，Once again,
请你再一次的
，I need you to fill my life.
你再一次充满我。
And then, because you filled my life.
当你来充满我的时候
，I want to bind by the name of Jesus Christ.
我要靠着主耶稣基督的名
，I want to bind Satan from destroying me.
我要来捆绑撒旦不让他来毁灭我。
I want to resist his temptation.
我要能够抵挡他的诱惑。
By the power of Christ's name.
我们是靠着主耶稣他的名。
Can you try that each day as you begin the day?
你能不能这样的试？每一天开始的时候就这样的去试。
And then imagine,
你会想，你会看到
how when the Spirit unites our hearts.
你看到这个圣灵怎么样来使我们合一
？And we submit, and we submit to the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
而且我们能够顺服我们的主耶稣的带领。
How our lives will produce?
我们的生命会有怎么样的果子出来
？The life of humility.
我们里面会出来有。谦卑
，the life of patience，
我们有忍耐
；the life of gentleness，
我们有温柔
；and the life of love forbearing， loving forbearance.
凭着爱心彼此的宽容。
I believe.
我相信
God will draw people to this to your home.
我们会人来带领人进入他的家。
Into this church.
到他的教会。
Those who need to look for a job.
我们有这些人在寻找工作的。
Those that are from broken marriages.
有些是正在处在婚姻的破裂的婚姻当中的。
Those that are from dysfunctional families.
有些家庭里面是有些问题的。
Those that are struggling in life.
哪些还有一些是在他的人生当中是非常挣扎的。
Don't know who they are.
我们虽然不知道他们是谁。
And don't know where they're going.
我们也不知道他们朝哪里去。
And you would have a great opportunity.
但是你会有这样的很好的机会。
To see God's grace working at its best.
就让神他的恩典能够临到他们 working, 做成他的工作。
Working in needy and weak people.
坐在这些贫穷的人的身上。
Just like you and me.
就像你和我一样。
And united in Christ.
我们在主耶稣基督里成为合一。
And wouldn't it be wonderful?
那是不是非常非常的美好
？One day,
有一天
，when you see Christ face to face,
那一天当我们见到主耶稣，我们面对面的时候
，and God will ask you, "What have you done with your life?"
神会这样的问你做了什么生命？你做了什么？我赐给你的生命，你用它来做了什么
？And you will be surprised.
你那个时候会惊喜。
People after people,
人，一个一个的人。
Will be telling Christ.
他们会跟主耶稣讲
，I was the extra person, extra grace person.
我是那个受到加倍恩典的人。
That this person helped me.
这个人他因着他的帮助我。
I'm that extra grace person.
我就是那个加倍得到加倍恩典的人。
And when I was touched by the grace of God.
我是被神的恩典所触动的、触摸的。
I became a better person.
我就成为一个更好的人。
A more loving husband.
一个更好更有爱的丈夫
more submissive child
更有顺服尊敬的孩子
more servant like deacon
我们还有彼此顺服的执事
and Sunday school teacher
我们也有那么好的主日学的老师
let us pray
让我们一起祷告
as we close in prayer
我们下面是我们的结束的祷告
How has the Lord spoken to you today?
今天神是怎样向你说话的?
Is he pointing out to you?
他就看到我们在这里对你说
You need to be more humble.
你需要更需要谦卑
Towards the extra grace person.
真是对着那些特别需要加倍的恩典的人。
Is he talking to you that you need to be more gentle?
因为他在对你说，你需要更加的温柔。
Towards the person who gets easily irritated.
因为特别是对待那些非常容让你能够真是生气的人。
Is he telling you that you need to be more gentle?
因为他在跟你说，要需要更加的温柔。
To the person who constantly rejects you.
因为对特别是对那些他们不能接纳你的人。
Is he also telling you to be more use loving forbearance?
他也是处在向我们说话，也更是要凭着爱心来彼此的接纳。
Towards the person who is unforgiving,
特别是对那些人是你不愿意赦免的。
Is he also telling you?
是不是他也这样向你说话
？That you cannot develop these four character qualities.
因为你没有办法能够真正的有这样的四个品德和品性
，without the Holy Spirit filling your life, controlling your life，
如果没有圣灵在里面帮助的话
，if so, what do you respond to him？
如果是的话，你的反应是什么呢
？Lastly，
最后
，have you really submitted to Christ in all areas of your life？
是不是你将所有你生命的所有的一切都顺服在主耶稣基督面前
？And how do you know which area of your life maybe is not under His lordship？
你怎么能够知道你有些你的生命当中某些部分是不是还没有在他的那个他的主的权柄之下呢？
Maybe it's the area that Satan constantly tempt you with.
那就是那个有那些地方是恶者撒旦在常常在引诱你的地方。
Or maybe the area that you repeatedly sin.
或者是常常一些点说你常常犯错的。
Can you tell Jesus Christ today?
你今天能不能向主耶稣基督说话？
I want to submit to you.
我愿意顺服在你的面前。
The area that I struggle with.
特别是我在上面特别挣扎的一些方面。
The area of a fulfilling work.
特别是那些方面需要做的工作方面，或者是在做工作方面。
Maybe the area of being forgiving towards my children.
有些是特别是对我对孩子的方面的赦免。
Forgiving towards my spouse.
特别是对我的配偶的赦免。
Forgiving towards my parents.
特别是对我还有父母方面的原谅。
Or in terms of sexual purity.
有的是幻想到我们性的纯洁。
Or in the area of greed. Wanting more.
或者是我们上面我们贪婪的心。
Or the area of lack of prayer.
或者是我们缺乏常常的祷告。
The lack of reading and meditating on God's word.
我们是缺乏在特别读你的话语和思想你的话语上面。
Tell the Lord, Lord, be the Lord of that area of my life.
我们要跟神讲，你愿主成为你各方面每一方面的主。
Lord, as we close this service,
主，我们今天在这里结束今天的敬拜。
After the word has been preached,
当你的话被释放了出来
，Lord, may you continue to empower us.
主，让你真是在我们里面继续做你的大能的工作。
Through your Spirit,
通过你的圣灵
，that we can remember the truth that we have heard,
我们能够真正记住你要我们记住的你的话。
And to carry out the commitment that we have made this morning,
让我们在这里我们所做的决志决心，今天早上我们在这里。
Because we want to exalt you,
我们因为我们要在这里高举你
，as Lord,
高举你是我们的主。
As we submit one another out of love,
当我们靠着爱心，我们彼此顺服的时候
，As we submit to the Spirit to allow Him to unite us,
我们顺服圣灵，让圣灵做出一个让我们合一的工作。
And submit to Christ as Lord,
我们顺服主耶稣，他是我们的主。
May our lives, our family, and our church highly exalt you as Lord.
让我们的这一生，我们的家。我们的教会都来高举你。
For this we pray and give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告赞美是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.